Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Our next guest is Anthony Boucher. He is a specialist investigator in serious violent, economic and cyber crimes. He joins us now to talk about this disturbing trend that South Africa social media influencers apparently or allegedly promoting human trafficking syndicates and our young people at risk. Anthony, thank you for being here. I'm hoping you're well.
Opportunity.
So could you just help us understand, first of all, what the concern is here? What is actually happening?
Well, the concern is that people are in danger. I mean, there are so many scams on the internet already. And for this to possibly include human trafficking, it's a huge risk and it's a huge danger. And people need to not follow blindly in the footsteps of others.
So what are we seeing? How are people being lured?
Well, it's basically the internet and Facebook, more importantly. Facebook and Instagram social media sites are being used to convince influencers in the first place to promote going over for jobs and such.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is that influencers are obviously sometimes ignorant and they promote something without doing a proper investigation and risk analysis themselves. And this that they don't realize the weight that their decisions have on their followers. And now you have followers that are joining employment opportunities blindly.
Mm.
And this causes a huge risk. And it's definitely potential for human trafficking as well to occur, and it's something that needs to be looked out for.
So is this organized exploitation, or are these individuals just being manipulated themselves?
No, I believe they are being manipulated themselves. It's unfortunately due to the drive for easy money and for making commissions off of the influences that they do influence. And as I said, they don't do a proper risk analysis and investigation themselves. I think that the main thing to blame here is ignorance, unfortunately.
Mm. So is there a pattern here? I mean, are they high-profile celebrities? Are they micro-influencers? Are they people with specific demographics in terms of followers?
It's going to be a mix. It's going to be a mix of both, mainly because it's dependent on who is ignorant enough to fall for it, once again, to use that word.
Mm.
Unfortunately, the economy drives people to, as I said, to easy money. It drives them towards easy opportunities to earn easy money. And you will have some influences on a specific demographic scale that won't do their research, they won't conduct a proper risk analysis before, promoting something.
Mm.
And this unfortunately puts them and the people that they promote to at risk. And it's something that needs to be stopped. But unfortunately, with high unemployment rates and such, it's not something that we see, you know, on a downward scale.
That's a huge problem. Are there platforms that are specifically more at risk than others? In other words, Instagram, TikTok, WhatsApp, Facebook, which are the platforms to be more concerned about?
Well, at the moment, the main platforms used for these specific events are Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. It is your platforms where you have young people frequenting a lot. It is the platforms, unfortunately, where people do not. And we have a huge history of scams and crimes that occurred on these platforms that were basically initiated on the platforms for a very reason. And that's because people put so much of their private information on there.
Mm.
So it's easy for you to learn your audience and to study them and to see exactly what your audience is looking for and how to craft and manipulate. As I said, those are the three that are the main risks, yes.
And in terms of the audience, who is most vulnerable to these schemes?
The unemployed, or even the people that are employed but in low income jobs. They do want to go over. They do want to visit other countries. They do want to earn an income. And, you know, these opportunities are usually disguised as great opportunities. I mean, they come with housing, with a promise of a very large income, actually unrealistic. And as I said, the people allow their emotions and their need to actually be and get somewhere in life to control them, and they don't conduct a proper investigation because of that. And that's why they fall for these things.
Absolutely crazy. It is so frightening because we just don't know really what's very often behind so many of these things. How can we recognize these scams? What are the warning signs should families of potential victims look for example?
Well, first and foremost, as I said, these scams are disguised as great opportunities, often unrealistic opportunities. That's the very first red flag. If something seems too good to be true, it usually is.
Yep.
And I mean, you know, if you go and study the market and if you do a bit of research, you know what the estimated income would be for you to actually, you know, if you were to go over and work abroad. So you know what they offer. Yeah, there's a very good idea of what is on offer and what's normal. So look out for that unrealistic offerings. Conduct an investigation. Do a proper identification, evaluation, and risk analysis. Take emotion and eagerness out of your application and look at it from a let's say from a neutral standpoint, and then don't follow anyone blindly, regardless of their public status.
Absolutely.
Always take emotion out of the equation. Don't allow a sense of eagerness to cloud your judgment, and then use agencies with a solid track record. Don't take shortcuts, and especially don't go for an agency that takes shortcuts themselves. You know, someone that offers you a visa on a, you know, they can get it quicker, or they can do this under the table if you pay a bit extra. And it's all red flags, all things to watch out for.
Finally, if somebody suspects something is just feels a bit off, what do they do about it?
Well, if you yourself have done your investigation and something feels off and you are not sure what to do from there, call a professional, call someone that can actually investigate this. We have conducted on ourselves, have conducted over 100 investigations in the last couple of months, where all of them turned out to be scams, and that was all for jobs abroad. So you need to approach a professional, get someone that can look into it on a deeper level without emotion, without the sense of missing out, and get it done that way. And if you do uncover it to be a scam, make sure that it's reported. Make sure that you contact the authorities and that the scam itself and the people involved are reported, because if you don't fall for it, someone else certainly will.
That is no question, and very, very sound advice. Thank you for that, and a lot to think about there. Remove the emotion, and if it looks too good to be true, it most definitely is. Anthony Boucher, thank you for that. Specialist investigations into serious, violent, and economic, and as well as cyber crimes.